So we're coming towards the exam time for a lot of our pupils here at Turney School in Year 11, and we're doing some English work right now. So we're going to find out how all the exams are going and the preparation. I've got a friend here, so madam, your name is?
Chloe.
Right, Chloe, so for English, what kind of work have we been doing?
Well, we've been looking at Macbeth, the old version and the newer version. And the older version was written by a very famous person called William Shakespeare, and he's done other plays as well.
Yeah, I think you've been comparing the old Macbeth with the new Macbeth. So what did you do? What did you look at for the new one?
Well, we looked on the BBC website, and there was a DVD we watched, and basically it's got the same characters, but one's a chef instead of kings and queens in the olden days.
Oh, I see. So it's the same basic story. The same things happen. But yeah. It's just modern characters doing it. And which one did you enjoy most, old or new?
I prefer the older one.
The older one, okay. So it's much more traditional, yep, and with the king. Maybe, Chloe, if you can just remind us, really kind of briefly, what is the play about or the story about?
Well, there's a fight going on between two countries, and basically they're on the heath, and these three witches come down and say to Macbeth, we all know who you are, and you're going to be the next king, so, and all that. He goes back and tells his wife at his castle, and basically she wants to kill King Duncan, because she wants to be queen, and she wants Macbeth to be king. And then he kills his best friend Banquo, because after that he goes a bit mad with the wife, and they see blood on her hands, and she keeps washing them, but they don't come off. And then he has these massive, then he has this like great big banquet with all these people, and then he sees Banquo sitting there, and all the other people's killed, and basically he goes mad.
Is there a happy ending?
No.
So we won't quite spoil it, but it's not. Do you think, Chloe, do you think Macbeth, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a good guy and a bad guy.
Who is the real villain? Who's a not nice person in this story?
Macbeth.
Or even his
wife.
Yeah, she's the one doing all the nasty stuff.
Yeah.
This is really good. So we've got a selection of your work here, Chloe. So this is for entry level or for GCSE?
GCSE.
This is for GCSE. This is like your Macbeth modern day essay. Just flip through. This is pages and pages of brilliant work. Is there perhaps a short little passage that you'd like to read out and share with people, please?
Macbeth modern version. The modern day version of Macbeth presented here stays very close to the original play. Just as Macbeth worries that Malcolm will be the next king in the play, the chef Joe Macbeth has the same anxiety. Malcolm is being coached to take over from Duncan as the head chef. Also, the idea of lack of sleep features in the restaurant setting where the chefs work well into the night. Macbeth and his wife cannot cope with their guilt at the crimes they have committed. They stay awake through the night and sleep deprived, they start to go mad. Macbeth's wife cannot get the imaginary blood off her hands. Macbeth sees the ghost of Banquo.
Brilliant. That's just a really, really short passage of Chloe's work here in Class 12 at Turney School, all based on Macbeth. Just sort of to sum up, to finish off, have you found it a good story to be learning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what has been good is having this old one and a modern one, so you can see, even though their sort of characters or what they do might change. It's not a king, it's a chef. The actual story itself is still there, the main message. Wonderful. Okay, Chloe, well, thanks for sharing, and we wish you well with your exams and your work. I'm sure you'll do wonderful, a nice piece of work. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.